Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The newspaper industry is taking a beating in this recession, and one of the hardest hit has been the Boston Globe. Earlier this week, the New York Times Company, which owns the Globe, released quarterly numbers which said it lost $74.5 million in the first quarter of this year. That is more than 200 times what it lost in the same period last year. Just yesterday, Times management told the Globe reporters that the company plans to enforce the May 1st deadline for concessions. If the Globe's 12 unions don't come up with $20 million in contract concessions by a week from today, the Times may shut down the paper. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has been following the story and joins us here in the studio this morning. Good morning, Bianca.
Hi, Bob.
So with a week left before the May 1st deadline, how are these negotiations going?
The Boston Newspaper Guild, it's the largest union at the paper, they and the Times and Globe management have met three times so far. Management says the talks have been substantive. Meantime, the union convinced the Times to turn over the Globe's finances for the union to review. That's important since the Times doesn't publicly report earnings for its individual papers. But look, I think the point is that the guild members get it. They see what's happening in their industry and understand that the paper is losing money. Publicly, the guild president says his union is willing to offer significant cost savings as long as management is doing the same. For example, union employees say it's unfair that management's 5% wage cut will lapse in January when they're being asked to take permanent wage cuts. And behind the scenes, people say they're willing to take a salary reduction. But the question is how much? 5% seems reasonable to many people, but the company needs to slash more than 22% from the salaries of the approximately 700 guild members. And that feels drastic. So the question is, what combination of benefits do you give up? And the guild members, seem divided on that issue. But overall, they understand the situation. Here's how Beth Daly put it. She's a reporter and a union member.
The main word the union has is we want this paper to thrive and to survive. And for that aim, we will work with everyone and anyone to make that happen.
Given the grim economic picture, what kind of leverage does the union have, Bianca?
Well, not much, according to some observers who've watched other papers go through a similar process. Let's listen to Rick Edmonds. He's a media business analyst at the Poynter Institute, a nonprofit journalism school. Edmonds says the New York Times Company is serious about its need to get some deep concessions quickly from the 12 unions operating at the Globe. He's analyzed the finances and says the New York Times Company is earning just enough to cover its interest payments on debt, which is better than some papers, but not sustainable. Here's Rick Edmonds.
I mean, my view is that they're looking at a situation somewhat similar to what Hearst looked at or Scripps looked at, you know, where we're under the gun to save the whole company, and we sure can't do that if we're racking up the losses we're making at the Boston Globe.
Many people concerned about the survival of the Globe have been trying to drum up support for the Globe. What's the latest?
Well, the Guild has posted an online petition for the public to sign up and show their support for the Globe. And today they're going downtown to stand side by side with other union members from across the city and politicians to hold a rally. I talked to some reporters this week who weren't thrilled with the idea of participating in a rally and standing side by side with union bosses and the politicians they cover. But because the situation appears to be so dire for the paper right now, some change their minds by the end of the week and plan to attend.
What about the possibility of the White Knight riding in and saving the Globe? What about the possibility of a new owner coming in and rescuing the Globe?
There hasn't been much more news since the Herald reported last week that John Henry, the Red Sox owner, is interested in buying the Globe. There's a lot of speculation out there about whether the New York Times Company has a potential buyer just waiting in the wings and is just doing the bidding for that potential buyer right now. The union wanted the ability to talk directly to any potential buyers, but the New York Times Company rejected that request. Many people think the best hope for the Globe would be to have another company step in and work directly with the union, but others say that hasn't really worked for other papers struggling with similar challenges. So at this point, the fate of the Boston Globe remains unclear at best.
WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.